Mind Grenade, episode 282. Mind Grenade is a pop culture-based show that dives into TV, movies, music, comics, and a whole lot more. And this is yet another edition of the 2000 Movies version of the podcast. This is where I usually do a solo review of a film. I've got a guest this time around. First time on the podcast. You've been on to hear me speak before. I think you were just kind of helping me out, be like an audience member. This is a couple years back, but this is your first time officially on the podcast. And this is Eva Roman, my lovely mom. Mom, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Yeah, this is like sort of kind of like my first time, so I'm excited.
Yeah, this is your first podcast too, right? You've never been on a podcast?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yep.
So this is where I review a film that I've wanted to watch, but for whatever reason, let it kind of like slip past me. And one of the things for these reviews, as well as a film that I've not watched, these movies have to have been released after the year 2000. So hence 2000 movies. That's why I call it 2000 movies, because it's movies that have come out after the year 2000 that I've wanted to watch, and I'm finally getting around to watching them. And no need for a spoiler alert, because we're not going to ruin the main plots of the film for you. So if you're listening and you've not watched this movie and you're interested, don't worry, we're not going to ruin it for you. So just want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening and subscribing and all that. So appreciate that. So let me set the mood here. So this movie was it came out in 2016. It's a Martin Scorsese movie. Martin Scorsese, we're a fan of The Departed, yeah. Right? You remember The Departed?
Yes, that's correct. Absolutely.
What was your least favorite part of The Departed? Because I think I know.
The end.
Yeah. It's people don't make it out of that movie. People that we like, actors. We won't ruin that film either. That's a great Martin Scorsese movie.
Yes.
So this one kind of came out of left field, because I knew he was a Catholic and passionate about it. He's done some other movies focusing on Catholicism, but this one has a weird kind of twist, or not a twist, just a setting. It's set in Japan in the 1600s. So it is quite a departure from some of his movies like Goodfellas or Casino, or some of his other more recent or more contemporary settings in movies. I was intrigued by this. I mainly intrigued by Liam Neeson and Andrew Garfield and Adam Driver being in it, because they're all three great actors. Liam Neeson being the veteran, and Andrew Garfield and Adam Driver being the kind of rising stars in indie movies, I guess, and Hollywood, because Adam Driver's been in Star Wars, and Andrew Garfield was Spider-Man for a couple movies. So they're indie darlings, as well as being in some of the bigger movies the last decade or so. So I've been intrigued by this movie, but wasn't sure about it. And then I heard that it was a good movie, and I was saving it for my. I talked about this on the podcast a little bit. I was going to take a trip this year to Japan, and with everything that's going on in the world, they have yet to open back up. There's a travel ban or whatever's going on there, so I had to postpone once again my trip to Japan. But the reason I bring that up is because I was going to save this movie for the flight, which is, I like when you're kind of confined and you have nowhere to kind of move, then like when you have a movie or a podcast or something or a book you're reading on a plane, there's kind of like it kind of becomes more of like a refuge, like. Mm-hmm. You connect with it more, because I don't know.
You kind of want to get buried in it. Yeah.
Yes, you really put yourself into it, because you have nowhere else to go, and it kind of adds more to the experience. And plus, mm-hmm. I was traveling to Japan, and this is a movie about Japan, And spoiler alert right ahead of I was really moved by this movie, so much so that I called you, Mom, and I raved about it to you and got you to watch it. Before I give at the end of this, I'm going to give the movie a grade, so you can already kind of tell where I'm leaning towards. So I ended up I ended up not flying to Japan. I ended up staying here. I ended up doing 2 weeks of a staycation, and I sat down and watched this film, and at first I was like, ooh, almost 3-hour film. I know it's going to be kind of slow because it's a historical drama. I towards the end, I almost didn't want it to end because I was just having, it was such a beautifully shot movie. Before I get into the thick of it, let me give the credits out to the film. So Silence is a 2016 film. Like I said, it was directed by Martin Scorsese. And again, like I just said, it's an epic historical drama. And it stars Andrew Garfield, Adam Driver, Liam Neeson, Tadanobu Asano, Kieran Hines, and a whole slew of Japanese actors. I'm sure there's other Asian actors that aren't Japanese in the film, but acting wise, I had zero problems with the film. Like even the Japanese actors speaking in English, I had no problem with. There is actually a lot of standout Japanese actors in this film. Let's get into it. So, Mom, you hadn't heard of this film prior to me bringing it up? I mean, it was kind of under the radar film in the first place.
Right. And I think that the reason why I was compelled to watch this movie, first of all, because of the director. First of all, I kind of like anything that Scorsese has been working on. So I appreciate his films. So second, because it was a, I don't want to say a faith-based. I don't want to say that. That's probably not the word I'm looking for.
Yeah.
But I probably would say a film of human conviction. Perhaps,
Those
are the right words that I want to use.
Yeah.
And so because it was a drama, and as you know, I love documentaries and drama.
Yeah.
So I'm not a sci-fi.
Yeah, watcher, you're not. So. You're not dad. Or it's funny. No. It's funny because I'm halfway between you and dad, which is hilarious. Yeah. So yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So those were some of the things that I kind of thought, well, maybe it is going to be. And because you had shared with me some of your feelings about it.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, okay,
yeah,
definitely going to watch this one. And so I remember the day we spoke about it, that morning I had to go to work. And then that night I said to your dad, hey, let's watch this movie tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then he looked at it and said the same thing. It's a 3.5 or 3-something-hour movie.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, but we can watch this movie. So I was very, very intrigued and interested in watching this movie. And I'm glad that I did.
That's how I feel. That's pretty close to how I feel, too. I'm glad I watched it.
Right.
It's this movie, and like you said, it was conviction. It was like he had Martin Scorsese had to make this movie. It's based on a book, which I didn't know that. And he has been wanting to make this film since like the late 80s, early 90s.
Wow.
So it took up till I forget what the holdup was. I'm not sure if it was like he had to be in the right place with his skill set. He's got to be in his, let me see, Martin Scorsese's got to be in his 70s.
Oh, for sure.
Born in 1942. Ooh, that's probably older than 70s. Probably got to be. Yeah, he's 79. He's about to turn 80. I'm not sure exactly what tied it up. But apparently he felt like the time was right once. I think it was right after Wolf of Wall Street, which is one of his other movies with Leo DiCaprio, which was also in The Departed. So I feel that you're right. excuse me, about him having to make this, you know, as an artist. And because it is it is a love letter to Catholicism, to Christianity.
Right.
There are just some real world kind of stuff that we can bring into our thoughts on this film is there are, even till this day, there are governments that are suppressing Christianity through the world. I remember speaking to you, it's one of those things when you hear that makes sense, but you'd never give it much thought, which is like in China, in Asia, in the Middle East, there's Christian churches underground.
Right, that's
correct. They may have to be underground because otherwise the government would like in this movie. This movie is rough at moments, like from that mm-hmm. aspect. It's brutal. Right. It's the government pitting neighbor against neighbor. So it's your own countrymen that you're being pitted against.
I think that's why when I was watching it, or at least when I started to watch the movie, I kind of wanted to, I discarded I got rid of any religious notions or ideas or anything like
that. Yeah.
Because when I was watching this, as it started, I think maybe perhaps in the first 20 minutes of the movie, I think you get a feeling and an understanding from the young priest that this is really going to move forward with convictions, with humanity's convictions, mm-hmm. Whether the Catholic Church convictions were correct,
mm-hmm. yeah,
or whether it was the Chinese that were correct,
yeah, the Japanese,
for the convictions,
yeah,
right,
so yeah.
Those were the Japanese, right?
They're Japanese, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those were their own convictions, right?
Yeah, and yeah.
So who was going to prove who, right?
Right,
so,
right. Yeah, yeah, I was in the same place, too. I was like, I'm not Japanese. I'm not Catholic. We were raised Christian.
Right.
I have my feel like I don't think I'll ever be nothing. I work at a Catholic hospital. So and I think that's a good thing.
Right.
I don't think I'll ever be Catholic in my life. Like the likelihood is very I'm not Japanese. I'll definitely never be Japanese. I love Japanese culture. I wanted to go into this with zero bias. I wanted to just take it as it is.
Exactly.
And I think the director did a good job with showing that the hubris of just going into some other country and trying to, the Japanese people want, the government, the way the Japanese are portrayed here, the government is the oppressor and you can kind of see where they're coming from because they have their own thing going. They don't need outsiders coming in so it's a natural, it might not be the right reaction, but it's a natural reaction. I understand it. But the Japanese people that are, being tortured and being, outed and stuff, they were good people. So, I've said this about other cultures. For example, China, and we're going through this whole thing with China in the last decade or so, or longer, and very much in current day, is like, I love Chinese people. I am not a fan of the government, and that's the same kind of, I can apply that to this story. The Japanese government here is very brutal and they're freaking experts at torturing, because man, the torturing in this movie is heartbreaking, what they're doing to just families and it was really hard to watch some of this stuff.
Very emotional.
Yeah.
Very emotional, and it kind of gives you, as you're watching, or at least for me, is how cruel
Yeah.
Can we be?
Yeah, exactly.
And how cruel can we be to, we can be, we as humans, we can be so cruel that we find the reason as to why we need to torture other people because they don't believe the way we believe or because it is our assumption that they are not correct in their beliefs and therefore force them. And if I can't force them, then death is the price that has to be paid. And that's where the cruelty comes in, right? Mm-hmm. Where we don't allow others to live free in a free society, believing whether we believe that they are wrong or they are right. But that's their, that's their conviction. That's their belief.
Yeah.
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 So yeah, it was, it kind of got you into a corner and kind of had you thinking a little bit, you know?
Yeah. And, yeah. You say belief and like, that's so important to the human experience. And we've, you know, in this country, in the United States, we have the freedom of religion. We personally, but, you know, that was one of the main reasons for settling in this country, leaving Europe and stuff, was that exactly. And just wanting to be able to, the main magistrate or whoever the guy is that's trying to, the Inquisitor is what they call him in the movie and in Silence. He's like, he's trying to convince this kid, this guy, this priest is like, hey, it's just not going to take root here. It's not. It's not compatible with our culture. We're trying to tell you. And his argument, what was the priest's name? Rodriguez, Andrew Garfield's character. He was like, no, but I see it. I see the people wanting, like, the farm people, you know, it's not that it was like completely taking over the culture, but it was starting here and there. And it's not like they expect it to completely turn Japan or the country into Catholics, but it should be allowed if you want to, if it's something you're drawn to and then it works for you and it touches your heart and your soul, then why, and it's not hurting anybody, then why is the government so defensive about it? You see that all the way through this movie to what they, and we're not going to ruin it for the ending to this. It's got a, I mean, to the very end, like even the interpreter guy, he was like the interpreter guy, who's the actor? I have a hard time with the names. Asano,
did you think that at some point the translator for the Inquisitor, not really for the Inquisitor, but the messenger, did you not believe at some point in the movie that he was also kind of curious about?
I was kind of going back and forth. I wasn't sure at first. I was like, is this guy kind of like an in-between and might turn one way or the other?
Right.
And then, no, they were just like...
But then I thought almost by the end, I thought that the price that he would have to pay would be too high.
Yeah. I wasn't sure where it would, how the ending was going to get resolved. It makes complete sense by just where both parties, where their convictions were, but we'll wrap this up quick. Cause I have a feeling people can tell how much we enjoyed this movie. After all the brutality and just like this,
massacre,
all that stuff. Such a beautiful ending to it. Just a very just poetic ending to it that it stuck with me for days after. I've watched on the podcast, Jason, one of my co-hosts, recommended an anime movie, an animation movie from Japan that was about World War II and like kids being displaced and then into poverty, into stark poverty. And oh, wow. And that movie, what was it called? Something of the Fireflies. It's a Studio Ghibli movie from Japan. But anyway, that movie bummed me. Like, I'm glad I watched it, but it was so sad that it bummed me out for like days and weeks. This film, as much as we're pointing out how brutal and the torturing of innocent people, this movie left me days later with just how the ending was so, like, it was such a beautiful ending.
Yes.
That it was worth going through all that rough stuff to get to this end. And, it's brutal with the torturing and this and that, but a lot of it's kind of suggested. It's right off camera at the very last second. They don't show, yes. They don't show somebody, you right. know, is their entrails or anything like that. It's Martin Scorsese. So it's done, like a true, cinema director would do it, as an art form. But the end was worth it. And even before you get the bulk of the movie, is shot beautifully. There's beautiful scenery, moody scenery when, but just the subject matter is kind of tough, at points, but boy, the ending is so worth it. And
yes.
Like you said, the what the wife does at the end for the priest,
right.
and the priest ends up being stuck in Japan for the rest of his life. That's not giving it all away.
No.
He does leave an impact. I feel.
I agree.
To the people that he touched, the lives of the people in Japan right. that he touched. So
with his own life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful movie. I can't say enough about it. We'll wrap it up here. Did you have any other thoughts on it? Mom, before we, I was going to give it a grade.
No, but I do encourage, the listeners to, watch it. It is a very moving, well done, and emotional, mm-hmm. but at the same time, it reminds us that, it reminds us of the ability to really risk it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love humanity.
Yeah.
Without any, these priests had no selfish feelings yes. about themselves.
Right.
And they went in pursuit of someone that they thought that was lost in that area. And it ended up changing their own lives as well.
Yeah. 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 Well said. I totally agree. So, this movie, I gave it an A-, which is, I know I threw a Ooh. Minus on top of that, but an A is super, super high grade that, for me to give out. An A to me is a movie that I would watch again. The minus is probably because I have to consider that some people, this could be a slow movie for them, or too long of a movie. But for me, my opinion on a long movie, as long as it's good and it keeps my attention, it can be right. 3 hours. As long as it keeps my attention and my interest through the entire thing, which this one did. I just threw a minus in there just in case, just because I have to consider other people's, it might be too long for them or too slow. But I feel that whatever your feelings on religion are or on other cultures, you can put that aside, your bias, your whatever your
right.
Like we were just saying, like, neither of us are Catholic and neither of us are Japanese. So and I love Catholics and I love the Japanese. I went into it and just watched it for what it was, and
it's a wonderful film. It's very moving.
It is very, very moving. Let's see, usually I at the end of this I see which one of my co-hosts I would recommend this to. I think I'd recommend it to Matt, to Jason. I'm not sure about Ian. Ian's the one that's probably, it might be a little too slow for him or a little too long for him, but I could be wrong. Ian might like this film. So it's a pretty strong recommendation if I can get it to recommend it to most of my co-hosts. And let's see. So you can find this movie, Silence, the 2016 film by Martin Scorsese. You can find it on Hulu. It's streaming right now. That's where I watched it. And yeah, so that was my review. That was my review and Eva's review, my mom's review for Silence. And I want to, let's see. I want to tease the next couple episodes of the podcast. So the very, very next episode of the podcast is going to be me and the guys getting together with more movie recommendations, more TV recommendations, and I think some comic book recommendations. If I remember correctly, Matt had a couple books that he wanted to recommend. So you have that to look forward to this week, actually, in the next couple days. And then after that, more movie reviews on top of all that. And then as well, before the year's over, we're going to do an episode where we, me and the guys, go down our list of favorites of 2021. So all the stuff we enjoyed in 2021, we're going to spend some time kind of breaking it down for you. So yeah, so that's it. So Mom, I'm so glad I caught you. I was going to record this episode by myself, and then I called you, and I was like, fingers crossed. I was like, fingers crossed. I hope she's watched it. So I'm so glad you did, and you got to be here on the podcast with me. And this is your first time on a podcast. Yeah. So
Thank you so much for having
me. Yeah. So it hopefully it won't be the last. So let's see. Do a little bit of networking here. You can find a feed of the podcast on mindgrenadestudios.com. I put some of my artwork there. You can check that out. You can leave us an email at mg2014@gmail.com. I'll have that all spelled out in the show notes, so you can find that there. Leave us an email. And thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. This has been Hector for Eva saying so long, and we'll talk to you soon.
He was a big wave surfer living down